Hello.
Hello.
It's great to meet you.
Nice meeting you too.
May I first ask, what is your name?
Devin.
Hi, Devin. I'm Ernesto.
Hi, Ernesto. Nice meeting you.
So how long have you lived in Oakland?
All my life.
Wow. And so what part of Oakland
East
do you
Oakland.
Live in? East Oakland. Is it like deep East Oakland or?
As they say, deep East. Yeah, the hundreds.
So who are you? How would you define yourself as a person?
Our artistic go-getter.
Oh, okay. And what exactly is an artistic go-getter?
It's more like a, I don't know, 50% exhibitionist, 50% enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing something that I love.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. We should all do something that
right?
we love.
We'll stick with it.
So how did you arrive to where you are as an artistic go-getter?
I started with, if you really want me to go way back. Ernesto, you really want me to go way back?
I would like you to go way back. Oh, people have gone way, way back.
Hey, well, let's go way, way back to kindergarten. When I was in kindergarten, I went through the public school system. When I was in kindergarten, I won my first award for a Peanuts character called Snoopy. I'll never forget it. And ever since then, it's followed me through school. Mm-hmm. From post-secondary, elementary, all the way through high school, and all the way to college. I would get called out of class to do banners for the school hallways. There was a cake sale, or if there was a teacher's meeting, if there was a cheerleading practice, or if there was a game, they pulled me right out of class to head straight to the art department, roll out the butcher paper, and do the banners for all the hallways in the high school. I did murals on the side of my schools. Collaborated with the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Artists followed me from the beginning as long as I can remember. My dad was an artist. He did self-portraits.
And so that influence was there from the very beginning?
Very beginning. It followed me all the way through school. All the way through from elementary to post-secondary and to all the way to high school.
Mm-hmm.
When I graduated high school, I got a scholarship for California College of Arts and Crafts.
Oh, wow.
And over in Berkeley. So I went there for 2 years and I had a problem because I didn't feel like I was learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
I never got scrutinized for my work. My work was critiqued, but it was, you know, when someone critiques you and they talk around you and not directly at you in specifics and giving you, letting you know that this is what needs improvement and this is what doesn't. I never got that. So after the third year, the tuition went up, so I couldn't afford it, along with the job that I had and, you know, one of those struggling college kids. So I sat down and I did some soul searching, and I says, well, what is it that I always wanted to do? Well, financially is what I was doing already. But I decided to go into business for myself. I says, well, if this is what I do, I'm going to put my all into it. So I dropped out of college, and I took my little savings, and I started my own business. I opened up the shop, and I got the yellow pages, I got the business cards, the whole nine yards, and I'm still in East Oakland. I'm still in Oakland, but I started out as one person, and it grew. It grew. I was getting more business that I could handle. Then I started gearing towards advertisement, and doing the signs for shops, auto body shops, and small businesses, you know, if they were just starting. I became my own businessman, I became my own salesperson. I became my own manager. I became my own, the whole nine yards. And I'll say this till I die. If you love what you do, do it. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. Just do it. And it'll pay off for you. You may get discouraged. It may not work out for you certain days or not, but just be persistent and do it. And you'll never lose it. It'll never fail. So for those out there that are struggling and trying to find their niche in life, if it's something that you really love to do, just stick with it and it'll pay off. And that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at today. I have currently 76 clients.
Mm-hmm.
My arc stretches all the way out to Martinez and Berkeley, Richmond, Emeryville, Stockton, Vallejo, San Francisco now, Hunters Point, and Modesto. So I'm only still one person. I've tried the hiring few individuals and they don't show up for work and trying to motivate other individuals to kind of get on my team. The best motivation I received was in when I first got out of high school before I went to college, and I did a mural at a local shopping mall here in Oakland, and I took one gifted kid out of every high school to help in the mural project, and it came out. It was perfect. It just came out. It was just wonderful. It was a blast. And it hit the Tribune newspaper. It was great. And it gained a lot of notoriety. But after that, it just seemed as though dealing with individuals, people are always going to be people, and they have their own little niches. So I got to the point where I got frustrated because the quality of work that I do and the people that I pulled in under my wing, they just weren't cutting it. So my time management blew off, and people were calling left and right, and I'd say, okay, yeah, I'll be there at 2:00. Yeah, I'll be there at 3:30. Yeah, I'll be there at 7:00, knowing I'll never make it.
Yeah.
And so I had to erase the whole slate clean and start from scratch, start from the basis again. So now I'm back to square one. This is year 2000, millennium's in, and now I'm back to one person. So I've took a hold of my time management more efficiently, and I've taken a more personal approach. I don't let people get next to me anymore. I'll still create the designs that I want to create. I still have my own authenticity with how I do things, but now I'm just one person. Now that point of reality is set in, now that I don't rush to do this or rush to do that. Like I said, my time management's changed now. So if I can make it to you, it'll be next week. If I can make it to you, the next person will be 2 weeks from that. If you can't deal with it, see you later. You know, I'm high in demand now. Because advertisement, when I decide to go into this, is because this is the kind of business that it'll never die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have a sign, if it doesn't say EOYDC on the front of the building, then no one knows where you are. No one knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to having nothing at all.
So, as you're an artist, what do you think of gentrification? Like, what does it mean to you?
Gentrification?
Yeah, so people are talking recently about gentrification and how it's bringing in this new set of individuals into Oakland or any other urban area, and it's slowly displacing people and increasing rents and improving the area, of course, but it's really changing the social makeup of an area. What do you think of that?
Well, times have changed, and but the basics stay the same. That's something that's inevitable. I mean, everywhere, not only Oakland, but everywhere else. You know, that's going to happen. And we have to change. We have to be subject to change, but not to where we lose our identity. That's the main reason I'm here now, today. When I heard about this program that's going on today, I just make sure that I was here to become a part of it, because I feel that change is inevitable, but we still have to keep our mark. Mm-hmm. New York City, for an example, is a Big Apple. There's a lot going on, but there's still that heart of New York City that's never gonna change. So, I mean, stardom and the whole nine yards is still there, but that Big Apple, you still have those New Yorkans there. Well, we're still Oaklanders. We're going to be here. We're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes us different. We're more authentic that way. As opposed to San Francisco, it's high-end, high lifestyle, fast pace. Oakland's more set in. So the change that's coming, even though it's diverse, it still doesn't make the mark on the makeup as far as who we are as people.
Yeah, so as an Oaklander, you know, how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
Oh, drastically. Over the years, there's more of unity in Oakland. There's more unity. I mean, I don't know if I can say it, but people have been where I've been, you know. My whole life has not been a bed of roses. I mean, there's always a struggle. And I think the quote-unquote, the Oaklander, the persons that have been here for the longest, they can relate to that. So it's all about approach. It's all about the unity that's already there, the struggle that's already there. And that keeps everything intertwined. It keeps everything knit. So I don't care what type of change that happens out of that, Oakland is still going to be Oakland regardless. Yeah.
So you speak about unity. What else do you like about your community?
What I really like about Oakland is that, I don't know, maybe you can get it this way. There's diversity in any city, whether it's urban or not. But there's a diversity in every city, but when that diversity starts to incorporate into Oakland, there's a difference, of course, but then that person who was truly born and raised and fed and grew up in Oakland can spot that a mile away. It doesn't like make us a separate type of race or a separate type of a people. Mm-hmm. It just differentiates us between who Oakland really is and what Oakland wants to be.
Yeah. Also, what does Oakland want to be? I want to know, what would you like to change about Oakland? What would you like Oakland to be?
Well, part of the reason that we have internal problems is with us,
so better relations type of city.
Okay.
Better relations.
So you like more solid relationships
between people in Oakland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you hope personally for your future?
I'm happy right now. This is my future. I've been doing this for over 30 some odd years right now. And I've loved every bit of it. If I could change anything, I wouldn't change a thing.
So you're happy living in Oakland?
I'm so happy.
Do you see yourself living in Oakland in the next 10 to 20
years?
Yes,
nowhere else. I can't. I mean, I have 9 brothers, 8 sisters. Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place. And a lot of them live in the Contra Costa area, San Francisco, Napa area, you know, and I can't stand the heat. When I go to Sacramento or anywhere near Vallejo, the heat kills me. I mean, I'm so stuck on this Bay Breeze and this Oakland air. It's like, it's pathetic because I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
So you brought a photo of what Oakland means to you.
Yes.
Would you like to show that to me?
Sure.
And maybe describe a bit about it.
I'm more geared toward, like I said from the beginning, small businesses that are just starting out, people that are struggling, so to speak, quote unquote. I mean, literally not struggling, but just people, other individuals or other groups of people minorities that have other, that have dreams as well. And my job is to help enhance that dream.
Mm-hmm.
And not just help them to enhance that dream and then, hey, bye, see you later.
Yeah.
You know, follow up on it. How's it going? How's business?
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the advertisement portion, then it feels good to know that they would have crumbled and fell. I mean, crumbled and just closed up. But just that one little bit of help enhanced their business and made them grow. That's my satisfaction. And so when I see that, it makes me smile, especially when I'm driving around my own hometown and I see a auto body shop and it's like, wow, I did that. You know, you know, that's my own satisfaction. I just love it. So what I did, I just composed a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my several books of different types of work that I've done over the years. And I'm pretty well known at this point. I mean, I put in enough time and effort. And it's just showing different types of businesses that I've enhanced. And I also go back and I check to see how they're doing. And give them also suggestions on what they need to improve.
I've now, seen this barbecue stand.
If it's something that I feel that they could enhance on,
uh-huh,
then I'll give them a recommendation. You know, I say, hey, look, get a grand opening banner or mm-hmm. get some balloons going here. Let's get some attention and
yeah.
let's get a loudspeaker. Let's just draw these people in, and it works, you know. Mm-hmm. And then 6 weeks later, I'll come back. How'd it go? Oh, it's great. Everything's going fine. And then, mm-hmm. You know, it's like... like on Ion TV or something, like Bar Rescue or something.
Yeah.
That's what basically what I do. I drive around, and if I see something that looks just totally just ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
I'll drive right in. I'm like I said from the beginning, I'm my own sales rep, and I'll say, hey, who's the boss? Who's the manager? So-and-so. Can I mm-hmm. talk to him? Walk right in there. Hey, look, this is me. Look, I'm here to tell you that, you know, you're such so-and-so is a piece of crap, you know, and I can really help you out. And I'll leave this with them for a couple of days, and they'll take a look at it, and they'll start to see some of my work. And then they'll go, hey, look, you know, I want something. And then when I come back to pick it up, then we sit down and we talk. So as they say, a picture tells a thousand words, well, then...
Yeah, you know, looking through this, I feel like I've seen your art before on businesses, and it's just crazy. Wow.
My goal right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always... get my goals situated for every year.
Yeah.
And I always take it up another notch, a little step taller and taller. But
mm-hmm.
my goal now is to gear towards a lot of religious groups
mm-hmm.
because I was born with religion. I mean, religion has followed me all my life. So
mm-hmm.
I feel now is the time to get back. So a lot of the churches and organizations, when they worship,
mm-hmm.
they worship and then they invite another church and then they invite another church. Well, I've been doing scrolls on the walls inside the churches and scriptures and old Bible verses and also the banners. You know, like when a church invites another church, it's mm-hmm. either a pastor and wife anniversary, or it could be a deacon day, usher day, it could be a church is having a fish fry,
mm-hmm.
they'll call me, and we need a banner, or we need a paper sign, we need something to put above our church,
mm-hmm.
and I'll put that out, and usually it's followed by scripture,
mm-hmm.
or the pastor, or mm-hmm. the evangelist's favorite scripture on there, and then when the other church visits, and they intermingle, and they go, wow, who did your banner? Oh, well, Devin, mm-hmm. here's his number. And then it works like a ripple effect,
mm-hmm.
ripple effect. And if you could only imagine how many worshiping centers there are between East Oakland to North Oakland.
There are a lot.
Humongous. And I've started that already, and it's starting to pick up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm only one person, so I just do it at my leisure.
Yeah.
But it's creating a really good ripple effect, and it's helping.
So these photos are meant to express what Oakland means to you. And I want to know, what does Oakland mean to you in words?
Pride in what you do, pride in who you are, pride in what you say. Business is business. Oakland is is unique. It means to me perseverance. We can get crushed all kind of ways, so to speak, but we always rise. Mm-hmm. Oakland will never die. Never.
Thank you so much
for
coming here today and sharing your story.
Anytime, Ernesto.